This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Teachers protest over environmental issues forcing a rural primary school to close. Former trade unionist wants thorough investigation into sick buildings. The disabled community reports challenges accessing community centers which have been described as outdated. And Thailand says 12 hostages freed in Gaza. Israeli media report others being handed over. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon. St. John Primary is closed for the day unofficially after teachers chose not to enter the school building amid continuing concerns around environmental issues that are affecting staff and students there. When Starcom Network News visited the institution, teachers stood in front of the building, some fearful that conditions may cause them to continue to get ill. Social media messages of the situation spread quickly, causing parents to collect their children out of caution. Some teachers also did not report to school today due to illness. Some parents voiced concern for the safety of their children.
My son is 5 and he's been out to school this year for like a month straight because of the mold and different stuff in his school. He was constantly getting like a cough, like headaches, like vomiting, you know, always constantly sick. He will take him to the doctor this week. He home for 2 weeks, he better, and then the next 2 or 3 weeks, he back sick again with the same problem as he gone back to school. So for me personally, I know it's not home.
All the teachers complaining, so basically it will have the affecting both the teachers and the students. So I believe that the ministry should look into it and not just like fall on deaf ears, you know, because at the end of the day, the youth are the future of the country, and I believe they should take the best care possible of the children.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, who was at the school, called for the issues to be swiftly addressed.
The teachers have the right to prioritize their health and safety. This issue at St. John Primary School has been ongoing for close to 10 years and has seen the school population decline. The union is calling on the Ministry of Education to fulfill the promises that they would have made early in the year. I believe the Minister of Education made some comments at St. John's Peak with regards to the school and rectifying the issues at the school. Those issues are still outstanding. Teachers continue to get ill. Students continue to get ill, and we are hoping that in short order, the school can either be remediated or close the school and distribute the students to someplace else.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Former Safety and Health Officer for the Barbados Workers Union, Orlando Scott, wants government to thoroughly investigate and address the issue of sick buildings. Mr. Scott says this is not a new issue, but believes the situation has escalated due to buildings being closed during COVID with little maintenance.
Buildings were closed. People were not at work working. No inspections were being done. I did make the point that we needed necessarily to pay attention to examinations of buildings to determine whether or not we were having problems. And we should have stuck to the demands of the Safety and Health at Work legislation. Get our safety and health committees to do inspections. And where we had problems, that we should have called in the Ministry of Labor as well as the Environmental Protection Department in the Ministry. But that was not done. We were too casual and laid back. And now what we have found is that a lot of government offices are closed. Some in the private sector are closed.
He says government should seek help externally if it is not equipped to properly address the issue.
The difficulty is not only the illness that it causes, but when people are ill and are unable to work, productivity falls. A number of buildings have been closed. What we've been doing is that when we've found buildings that are filled with mold, perhaps we push them down. If we cannot find the resources in our country to deal with it, we'll get the international bodies like the International Labour Organization to bring in experts to help us. Or if the experts can be found at the University of the West Indies, let them come.
Former Safety and Health Officer for the Barbados Workers Union, Orlando Scott, in the lunchtime edition. Several members of the disabled community are still unable to access some community centers due to outdated infrastructure and limited space. The acting Chief Community Development Officer, Yolande Skeet, says this poses a challenge for the Community Development Department. She was speaking on the sidelines of a Center Management Committee review seminar held at the Savannah Hotel.
Some of the community centers were constructed quite a number of years ago. We started the evaluation and the assessments, and we realized in some cases, because of the restricted space of the land, the area, we couldn't actually, you know, put in the wheelchair access. But certainly there are some when we realize, like for instance, we need to go back and employ the experts in those fields, ensuring that the ramps, that they are really wheelchair friendly, and that persons traversing the centers, that they can, you know, enter and exit the center with a measure of comfort. We are relooking the wheelchair access at those centers, even as we are actually undergoing those repairs.
Meantime, she revealed that for this year, they have repaired about 15 centers, with two slated to be completed by the end of the year.
We would say close to about 15, because, you know, they're minor repairs. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, several, you know, different type of repairs where we go in, because not all repairs are major repairs. Mm-hmm. Currently, we have some repairs being undertaken at the Bushall Resource Center, at the Gall Hill Resource Center, and you know, those repairs, we have those scheduled to be completed before the end of the year.
Acting Chief Community Development Officer Yolande Skeet. The Barbados Agricultural Society is making moves to get more young people interested in the local farming industry. These plans were revealed by President of the BAS's Sheep and Goat Farmers Association, Romel Paris, at the launch of AgroFest 2024. Mr. Paris said they will be rolling out a program very soon, which aims to get both primary and secondary school students more involved in farming. President of the Barbados Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney, reports the sector is rebounding and remains hopeful this trend will continue into the new year. Mr. Maloney tells Starcom Network News many people are benefiting from the sector and urges people to support local events. Israeli media are reporting that a group of Israeli hostages kidnapped by Hamas in the attacks of October 7th have been handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza. Egyptian sources say they have been handed over at the Gaza border, but the Israeli government has not officially confirmed this. Their release comes after 12 Thai hostages were also freed by Hamas. Later today, 39 Palestinian detainees held in Israeli jails are due to be released to the West Bank. Recapping the headlines. Teachers protest over environmental issues forcing a rural primary school to close. Former trade unionist wants thorough investigation into sick buildings. The disabled community reports challenges accessing community centers, which have been described as outdated. And Thailand says 12 hostages freed in Gaza. Israeli media report others being handed over. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.